It's prayer time, and welcome in to our broadcast of the prayer time here at WHCB 91.5 The Blessing. Thank you for joining us today. I've got friends that work overnights. Some of them work in the wee hours of the morning. Some of them get started about 4 or 5 o'clock. Some work overnight and get home at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. So this is not the beginning for you if you're in the position of having worked all night. But for many of our friends, this is a wake-up call. I'm the one that gets you out of bed in the morning, whether you want to be getting out of bed or not. So if that's the case, don't think ill of me. Welcome to the new day. Prayer Time has been a broadcast here on WHCB for decades now. And we are happy to be with you. We are looking at the word new and just a few of the verses because they're all over the scripture. We're in 2 Peter this morning. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Nevertheless, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Now, when is this coming? It's coming at the end of the age, of course. But here Peter writing and says, according to his promise, we're looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. The new heavens and new earth are going to be fantastic. We're told by a number of our creationist scientist friends that according to the way they read scripture, the new heavens, new earth will put everything back the way it was before the fall, before the sin entered into the human race. Our world, as we know it, is under a curse. The old earth, the old heavens, are under a curse. We don't think about that, I guess. But think, if you will, with me for just a moment, how much more pleasant the world would be if there were no curse upon it. There would be no major blizzards. There'd be no major hurricanes. There'd be no major storms. There'd be no disruption by disease or by famine or by pestilence or by earthquakes or you name it. And that's just the beginning. Then you're talking about there'd be no need for killing. There'd be no carnivore activity if we go back to the original. Then everybody would have spoken the same language, too, as it was at the beginning. I mean, we go back to new heaven, new earth, the way that it was. Whoa, we're going to see some major changes. Well, you say, I won't see them. I think I will. I think I will. I think I'll see those changes as God allows us in eternity to see those changes. And I think we're going to be rejoicing in those changes as we see that in Revelation and the descriptions that are given to us. Speaking of Revelation, Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, and I'll give him a white stone, on the stone a new name written, which no one knows, except the one who has it, the one who receives it. A new name. Now, we may sing the gospel song, there's a new name written down in glory. Well, that's our name. I mean, mentioned in the song, it'd be your name, my name, whenever we come to faith in Christ. That's a new name in the sense that it's new to that role or that roster. But here it's a new name given. It's one of importance. The name is a very significant thing in Scripture. And if you know the name of the person, you have the opportunity to call them by name. It's not a, hey, you. It's not a, hey, what do you want? It's, Kenneth, this is what I need for you to do for me. It is the use of the name. And this new name is of great importance. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth had passed away. Revelation 21:1, talking about this new heaven, new earth, where righteousness dwells. And then in Revelation 21:5, then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Behold, I make all things new. Then we ask the question, have you placed your faith in Jesus Christ? Are you a new creation in Christ Jesus, our Lord? That's the question. What's your answer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for salvation that's ours through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we ask that you would touch those hearts, that one heart in particular that is closed to you, touch that heart and open it to you. Bring that one that's nearest to eternity without you to you today, that they might know you in the free pardon and forgiveness of their sin, that they might be made a new creation in Christ Jesus. Bring them to you, I pray. Father, thank you for those that support this work, that have supported this work for over 30 years, some of them. Lord, we thank you for them. We ask for your special blessings upon them. We ask that you would increase their number tremendously, that we might be able to do the things that you've called us to do. You are the only one that we can turn to, Father. We turn to you with praise, adoration, thanksgiving, and requests. And we know that you alone are worthy. We ask that you would touch the hearts of the congregations and touch the hearts and minds of those who stand to teach your word this weekend, that your word would go forth and that it would be received and that people's hearts would be renewed, and that they would be faithful in your service. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.